Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hi.
Hey, sweetheart. What you got there?
Well, I knew that you and Luther and Dauber were busy working on the game room, so I thought I'd bring you a little snack.
Oh, great. So what do you got?
Brown rice, spinach salad, rosemary chicken.
Rosemary chicken? Sounds like a girl I dated once.
You never dated anyone this good for you. This chicken is hormone-free.
So was rosemary.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Well, that was our lunch. Bratwurst, pork rind sandwiches on buttered garlic bread. We call it the 911.
Oh, my God, Hayden. Eating like that is going to kill you.
Oh, don't be such a health nick. Food like this is good for you once in a while. Food is natural. In fact, it's so natural, we gave some to the little squirrel right outside.
The little squirrel I feed nuts and raisins to all the time?
Yeah, he ate it right out of Dobb's hand. He loved it. In fact, he's out there in the branch right now, licking his lips. I'm ready. You can come in now. Wow. I love that robe. Take it off.
Hayden, I just don't know if I feel comfortable out here.
We're going to be all alone. Luther and Dauber have gone bowling. They're not going to bother us. Kelly's home studying. I got the phone off the hook. I just thought it'd be kind of sexy.
Is this like a fantasy or something?
It's not a fantasy. I don't have fantasies. It's just something I wanted to do and dreamt about for a long time.
Well, okay. I'm game.
Well, I really should get this record.
Hey, oh my God!
It's Luther and Dauber. What the hell do they want? I'll get rid of them. You just stay in the mood.
What?
Did you know something's wrong with your phone?
You guys went bowling.
Luther lost his ball.
I didn't lose my ball. I loaned it to someone. They didn't return it. I don't know why people can't use their own stuff. So can I borrow your ball, Hayden?
I haven't bowled in years. It'll take me an hour to find it.
Me.
Hey, Christine.
Dauber.
Okay. You got your ball. Now, just get out of here.
I think Coach and Christine want to be alone.
Hey, if you want to be alone, just say so. I mean, you don't have to worry about hurting my feelings. If you want to be by yourself, you don't want me around, just say so.
But get the hell out of here.
And I'll be on my way. You want to save a buck and share shoes?
Okay, you can come out now. They're gone. Oh. Well, how come you changed?
Well, I'm kind of out of the moment now. Aren't you?
Are you joking? I was back in the moment the minute I told him to get the hell out of here. Oh, come on, Christine, listen, I promise there aren't going to be any more interruptions. Come on, we'll just get back here, sit on the blanket, sip some wine, feel the heat of the fire. You feel the heat of my fire? It'll just be the two of us.
Dad!
And Kelly.
You know, I should just plan on never having sex again, and then whatever comes my way is like gravy. Yeah!
Hi, I'm really sorry to barge in on you guys. I tried to call, but the phone's not working.
Oh. It's okay, Kelly. Is something wrong?
I just need your advice. I got a call from the Rosebrocks.
Stuart's parents? What do they want? Oh, don't tell me something terrible's happened to Stu.
No, and unfortunately, he's still doing very well living in California. His TV show is doing better than ever. What they called about is Grandpa Rosebrock.
Oh, did they catch him driving the tractor nude again?
No, he's having his 90th birthday next Saturday. They want me to surprise him and come to Wisconsin and spend the weekend.
So what's the problem? Tell him no. You divorced their dopey son. He ran off with that stupid actress to California. You have no reason to be around their insane family. Just tell them nice. They'll understand.
The problem is, it's hard to say no. I adore the Rosebrocks. I know you always thought they were a little crazy, but I always love being part of that family.
Is Stuart going to be there?
No. He'll be in Louisiana shooting a special episode of Buzzy the Beaver.
Then what is the problem?
Problem is, I'm just now getting over the divorce, and I'm afraid seeing the Rosebrocks might set me back.
Well, I got the solution. You go to the circus. I mean, that way you get the feeling of being at the Rosebrocks without the risk of emotional trauma.
Kelly, if you want my advice, I think you should go. Your problem was with Stuart, not his family.
Well, if you want my advice, stay clear of him. Hey, if family is what you want, you got all the family you need right here. As long as you call first.
Thanks, Christine. I'm gonna go. Oh, bye, Dad.
Do you know how that makes me feel? When I give advice and you give advice and she does what you say and then she flat out ignores me?
Well, I'll tell you how it makes me feel. When Kelly listens to my advice, it makes me feel closer to her, which makes me feel closer to you. And when I feel close to you, I feel very romantic. Now, how does that make you feel?
Well, who the hell cares how I feel? If you're hot, I'm happy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, yes, yes.
Oops, I'll get it. Well, doggone, it's our little Kelly. Come in.
Hi. I don't know what to call you now.
I'd love it if you'd still call me Dad.
Hi, Dad.
No matter what happened between you and Stuart, you'll always be our daughter. And it means the world to Grandpa Rosebrock that you're going to be here. Dad, look who's here.
Oh, Kelly!
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, Kelly, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you too.
And you remember Bjorn, our exchange student from Iceland?
Of course.
But I thought you were only going to be here a year.
Well, me too. But opportunity knocked. I'm going to Hamburger College.
It's a management training program to learn the fast food business.
Oh. And this is Bjorn's girlfriend, Svetlana, from Reykjavik. She's visiting for 2 weeks.
It's nice to meet you, Svetlana.
Would you like rice with that?
She's been helping me study.
And these are two of Bjorn's classmates. They don't speak English, but they're very nice. And they make a heck of a burger.
Hi.
Kelly, your timing couldn't have been more perfect. It's almost 6:16 p.m. Everybody, come see me. There you go. 90 years ago, on Henson's Dairy Farm, just down the road, which today is Henson Suzuki, Great-grandmother Rosebrock walked out to the barn, lay down the hay, and 39 hours later gave birth to this little fella here at exactly 6:16 p.m. So like we've done for long as I can remember, we're going to sing happy birthday to Grandpa Rosebrock at 6:16. Now, everybody get ready. Hit it, Peg!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Franklin. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, the birthday wish. I wish that your pacemaker battery, which is scheduled for replacement, lasts several more years, so you can avoid that surgery, which I know you find so uncomfortable.
Yes, the birthday wish. I wish our lawyers and advisors and everyone working to get your driver's license back finally succeed.
Yeah, the birthday wish. In my homeland, we don't celebrate the birthdays because they bring us one day closer to death. So, here's to you, Grandpa, on this joyous occasion.
Yes, the birthday wish. I wish that I could be at every birthday party for Grandpa Rosebrock, because I love how this family has taken me into their heart.
Happy birthday to you.
Kelly, why don't you take your things up to your old room? It's waiting for you. Peg, if I'm not mistaken, I'm smelling a ham just busting to get out of the oven.
Oh, you're absolutely right. We're eating early this year, so Grandpa will be awake for the cake.
I'll be down in a minute.
Dad, you want Peg to put your ham through the grinder? Or do you feel up for chewing this year?
Do you want me to get that?
No, I'll get it. Here we go. Surprise!
Stuart.
Dad.
Stuart.
Kelly.
Kelly?
Oh, my God. Excuse me.
Boy, that is good. I love chili.
It's not chili.
It's turkey chili.
Turkey chili is not chili. Chili is made with meat. Turkey is not meat. Turkey is bird.
Luther, would you like some more?
No, I don't think so. I save room for dessert.
We're being healthy. We're not having dessert.
We're not having dessert? Then I'll just eat till I'm sick.
Kelly.
Thanks for the great advice, Christine.
Oh, what happened?
Stuart showed up at the Rosebrocks with his girlfriend, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was in Louisiana. Oh,
so did I. I've never been so mortified in my whole life. God, I wish I'd listened to you. I can't believe you were right.
I'm your father. I can be right.
Kelly, I am so sorry. Can I get you something?
There's turkey chili, but no dessert.
Get her a glass of water.
Why can't I handle this? I told myself if I ever saw him again, I'd say all the things that I should have said when he left me. I had my chance. I mean, there he was, standing there, looking at me, just as shocked as I was. And I really wanted to let him have it.
Well, what'd you say?
Excuse me, and I ran out.
Oh, Kelly,
maybe when you've had a chance to sort of calm down, you can write Stuart a long letter and tell him all the things that you wanted to say tonight.
Oh, geez, Christine, how do you calm down from excuse me?
Dad's right. I know what I have to do. I have to go back and face him.
Tonight?
Yeah. Why not? I mean, she's got a fire in her belly and she wants to rip Stuart's head off. I say, let her do it.
Look, saying things in the heat of anger invariably disintegrates into a screaming match and nothing meaningful ever gets said.
Can I drive you?
Would you?
I'd carry you there to see this.
Well, I can't believe the two of you are looking forward to this.
Hey, this is Fox blood talking, Christine. When it starts to boil, there's no stopping it. You'll have some, too, when we're married.
Oh, jeez, honey. All the lights are out. I think they're all sleeping.
Not for long.
Oh. You really want me to come in and say anything or hold them for you?
Dad, this is between me and Stuart.
I understand.
Thanks a lot for coming with me. It means a lot to know I've got your support.
Hey, you're my little girl. What are you doing here?
Well, I came to say some things that I should have said months ago. I thought we'd be alone.
Stuart, do something.
That's right. You two haven't met. Sorry. Lisa, this is Kelly Fox. Kelly, this is Lisa Oldendorf.
Yeah, I know who she is. I can't believe your parents let you sleep together and you're not even married.
Well, they figure she's from California.
Well, would you mind leaving us alone?
I don't have any clothes on. Stuart.
What? You're the one who insisted on sleeping naked. I told you no one in Wisconsin does that.
I'm not leaving. Make her leave.
Kelly, you really are out of line here.
Oh, I don't give a damn. I came to talk, and you are going to listen.
Just let her do this, and I promise tomorrow a long sleigh ride. This is really bad timing.
Well, don't talk to me about timing, Stuart. You walked out of our marriage during the halftime of a football game and just flew back to California. You destroyed me, and I never had a chance to say anything.
I know what I did was hard on you, but it was hard on both of us.
Oh, give me a break.
Hey, I didn't have to come back at all. I could have called.
That was my vote.
Look. I could forgive you for the marriage ending. That happens. But I'll never forgive you for the way you handled it. You're a coward, Stuart. I used to think you were sensitive and open and caring. But all you care about is yourself. You're a fraud. I mean, you call yourself an artist, but you put on a big furry suit and dance around like a boob.
Hey! I'll tell you something about animal mimicry, honey. Yeah. It happens to be an art form that dates back to... What's that guy's name, Stu?
Aristophanes.
And it pays great.
God, you know what really gets me, Stuart? You were a good person once. I loved you so much. And something happened. I mean, I know people change, but it's really a shame when they shouldn't have.
The last year has been a whirlwind for me. I never meant for this to happen.
Hey, can we wind this up?
In a minute. When I told you I loved you, I meant it.
You know what really kills me? I honestly thought we were good for each other.
We were.
I thought we helped each other.
We did. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for you.
I mean, when I think about all of the things that we went through together, all the dreams that we had, it's like we grew up together. Only I became an adult and you became an adulterer.
I lost my way, Kelly. I don't know how I put on that beaver suit. And suddenly people were treating me like royalty. You're right. It's not me. It's not who I am. I'm not Buzzy the Beaver, beloved international superstar. No, I'm just little Stuart Rosebrock with the adenoids and the lactose intolerance problem.
I'm the angry naked boyfriend.
Goodbye, Stuart.
Please don't go.
What?
I don't want you to go. I don't like who I've become.
What are you saying?
Help me find my way back home.
Am I being dumped?
That's up to Kelly. Will you take me back?
How could I trust you? You left me once. How do I know you're not going to leave me again?
You said yourself that a man can change. If that's true, then a man can change back. I love you, Kelly. You're my soulmate. I swear I will never hurt you again.
I wouldn't take you back if you were the last beaver on earth.